All right, take three, because like the last episode we tried doing just didn't record. Talked our hearts out again, and
oh my god, that was another one that we like literally went hard on.
I'd go as far to say it was one of our best episodes.
Yeah.
and guess what, finished it and we're like, wow. And then all of a sudden I was like, wait a minute.
And I was like, so far as saying like, oh my god, you should just post it anyways. It recorded, but just from the laptop, not from the microphone.
It just sounded so bad. I was just, my pride
sounded
was
like
no.
My high school midterm or something, or like chorus.
We're better than this. I'm smarter than this. I can't believe I just let that like slip past
There's
me.
There's so many buttons though.
There are lots of buttons, and sometimes we get together after work and it's been a long day, and
oh
I'm
my
just
god.
Like,
it's
ah.
always, we're always like, hey, I just got back from work. Excuse my outfit,
hi.
Except for you look fire tonight.
I'm literally just wearing a turtleneck dress. It's like whatever. It's from
it's
H&M.
So pretty.
I haven't gotten out of it because it just feels like I'm wearing a giant blanket.
Oh my god.
And it's freezing
big
today.
Snuggie.
Big snuggy. Big snuggy. All right. I don't know what episode we're on, but episode whatever. The one that we're talking about, Dune. My dude. Dune. An exciting one, because we were very excited for this movie to come out, period.
Oh my god, I'm pretty sure we talked about this multiple times.
Yeah, like months ago.
Yeah.
Just in anticipation for
the
cinematic experience of the year.
Dune.
Okay, did you watch it? Okay, well, no, we're not going to get into that first.
Okay.
It's so hard not to get into it, because there's so much to talk about
Dune
for a 2.5 hour movie. But
yeah, this is a long one.
Yeah.
But I like those.
Yeah. So, did you watch the David Lynch one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
I didn't get to. But what was...
Well, I watched that like a while back.
Oh, okay. Well, apparently it's a book. My dad luckily read them. I don't know how many books there are.
There's some books, but I think you can dumb it down to one or two.
Yeah. My dad read the books and we watched it together, which I thought was helpful, because hearing from him like what was accurate or what was different, or like, oh, like hearing his reactions like was helpful for me.
Yeah,
because I had no idea what to expect.
Yeah,
so that was helpful. Did you go to the theater, or did you watch on HBO Max?
I wanted to see in theater, and Timothée Chalamet, if you're hearing this, I'm so sorry, because he and like the cast had post because they wanted to hit the theater,
yeah, the viewing,
which they did, so I don't feel bad. But they like just said, if you gotta go to the theater, like they were like guilting. I was like, I'm trying to,
no,
but
they
I'm
were.
So busy.
And also poor. It's money.
It's like there's like three other movies that I want to see in the theater too.
No,
but, like,
yeah. A lot of movies came out at the
like,
same time.
French Dispatch and all these other movies came out.
Soho.
And I'm yeah.
It was
like,
overwhelming.
Oh my god, there's so many movies that we gotta see. So I was like, I'm just gonna watch it. I watched it with my sister, and she
on
was
HBO
having
Max.
Yeah, okay. On our TV in the living room, or in the porch, so it was not my laptop, thank God. I absolutely loved it.
Mm-hmm.
I read it in high school just because I love sci-fi, and I was like, eh, you know, I need, you know, credits, so I'm going to read a book. Ended up absolutely loving it, because this came out in the 60s, so it was actually before Star Wars and some of these other ones that are, like, really popular.
Oh, wow.
And it has like a whole world and system and political system and languages and different races. And it's like this whole thing. And what happened was is those blew up. The books were like huge. But the movie, even though the movie was huge back in the, I think, 80s, it flopped at the same time as being huge.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Then Dune went. Durr.
Dune went.
And Star Wars went da da da, and Star Trek went da 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 da. So people forgot about Dune, and Dune has a lot of the same characteristics of Star Trek and Star Wars and all that. But people are like saying now, oh, it's just a makeoff, and you're like, no.
Technically,
they actually had their books back in the 60s before.
Yeah.
Some of these things blew up.
Also, Star Wars is a story and a concept that was completely stolen. So it's not an original story.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry to tell you guys.
Yeah, like, sorry to tell you that, even though it's a banger and we love it.
We love Star Wars.
But when you go and read the Dune stuff, and you they have an actual book for encyclopedia for Dune so that you can follow along with it. This is a whole world like Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, actually, watching it, I definitely thought, oh my God, it's Lord of the Rings. Star Wars had a baby, and I love this baby. He is the Messiah. He is the Kwitsa. What's it? Kwik. Oh gosh. Interesting. I got the first part right. I know I did.
I'm going to say it when we're finished. The Keats. I can't say it right, but I know exactly.
The thingy. He's the Messiah. You know, this movie was like, I loved it too.
Oh yeah.
Definitely tickled my pickle.
You take it back to starting from scrap and you're like, the cast is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Love the cast.
Yes.
And they already announced part two. So you know you're going to get more Zendaya.
Yeah.
Which I needed.
Yeah.
I will, honest to God, that would probably be my only critique.
What?
Was that they star-shooted her in the trailer. Like, they're like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but
she was 7 minutes.
She was one out of, like, I love her. But, you know, it's a big cast. So it's like, I really doubt that anyone just saw this just because they thought Zendaya was going to be in it. Or at least if they did, like.
Zendaya and Timothée Chalamet.
First of all, I'll say his name right in my house.
Chalamet.
Chalamet.
And
my lock. Oh my God, he is my her screen. Lock screen. I love that.
Love him so much. But I have, ever since TikTok said Chalamet, I can't not Chalamet do it.
No.
But no, it's a huge cast. And like, Stellan is iconic for this.
Oh my God.
He is going to. What's the saying from TikTok? Because that's all I've been doing. Slay the boots down, Houston. I'm deceased is when I saw Stellan. When he was fat and with a robotic spine. Yes.
And
like
floating around, flying everywhere, being evil.
This movie doesn't even cap how scary this character is. Like, probably.
You mean like compared to like the books?
Mm-hmm. Maybe like top five villain for me.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He's a bad motherfucker.
My dad, because again, perspective, right. I don't know anything about this movie. I went into it not knowing anything besides like, oh, they're going after a planet of spice. That's all I knew.
Yeah.
So my dad's
which
over
is
here
just
like
the desert.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is they just made it shiny and sparkly. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. It's spicy it's sand.
What is the spice? Is like hallucinogenics too?
Yeah. If you have enough or something. You can see it's like
visions.
Yeah. Yeah. You're more in touch with the universe. But my dad said that, I guess, in the David Lynch version, they made his character, like, very, like, extra. And I know it's because it's a David Lynch film. Like, he took that and he made
it
his own little
corny
baby, even if it didn't, like, follow the book exactly. But right. I think, personally, the version, like, so simple, just making this character bald, huge, and floating around, and then just ordering the deaths of the entire, like, civilization.
It was cult corny, you know what I mean? So you love it. And you love the sisterhood characters too, like the ones
the Bene Gesserit.
Yes,
they were
I'm bad with
wicked.
Pronouncing all.
They
of them.
Were so cool. They were the coolest. But
their shields too. Also, like what he did with the shields compared to what Dennis did with the tool, the shields.
Yeah,
their armor.
Yeah,
very corny and David Lynch's. Like,
oh really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I'll have to show you.
You know what? Yeah, I'm gonna watch it eventually.
Oh, I definitely think you should before the next one.
Yeah. No, I will.
Which we have plenty of time.
Oh, we have so much time.
They already announced a baby. Part two, 2023.
2023, and I heard Dennis was already like freaking out because he was like, oh, like it's great. I love that people love the movie, but I did not expect them to love the movie, and now I have to make the second,
and
like, the
but
sequel
like,
in like less
Dennis,
than 2 years.
You did say part one, so.
You said what you said.
And you ended us with what you ended us with, so I'm sorry.
Exactly. Like,
I'm sorry that you're going to get millions. You know, like, people talk about how we're getting stuck in a reboot generation right now.
Yeah.
And there's some things that I'm like, yeah, like the new Home Alone. I'm like, you don't need to make a new Home Alone. This
Girl,
is gonna
they're
be
doing
trash.
Wicked. They're doing Wicked.
And Ariana Grande is going to be Glinda. And I'm like, oh, I don't love that.
I'm just like.
I love her, but I don't love that.
Why?
Like, you don't have to. We're done.
Yeah, like, why? Is the writer's room, like, really that full of unoriginal ideas? Like, nobody can just come up with their own ideas?
Right.
I'm really confused. Are you hiring?
But
like,
here's where. With this movie, I will fight to my death about how much this movie and the Last Airbender live action needs a comeback. That's why they're doing it. So the Last Airbender, the Avatar Last Airbender, they fucked it up years ago.
Okay.
When they did a live action, they had all white cast.
Oh.
And it's a very Asian.
Yeah.
Native.
Yeah.
Thing. So they're redoing it and they have all Asian native cast. So we're like, woo! Thank you.
Doing it right.
We're fine with you doing that.
Yeah.
And then Dune, because I'm so passionate about this goddamn book, I always felt like, yeah, the 80s was a time, but we can put that to the side and reboot this on purpose. Like, this needs to be, like, this movie. Somebody I read was talking about how, oh, yeah, you guys are all complaining about reboot. This is just another reboot. I'm like, no, like, this is just redoing the story. This is, I don't think this is making it.
No, exactly, because it was done wrong the first time.
Exactly. And it also wasn't full blast, and it wasn't to the element that it could be.
But also from my perspective, like, I knew nothing about this movie or book. I knew nothing.
It fell flat.
I knew nothing. I was like, where has this been all my life? The fact that I saw, I'm like a Star Wars person. I'm a film person. Like,
yeah, you love sci-fi too.
Never heard it in class. Yeah. Never once. And we did a David Lynch. You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand how that would just, like, everyone just wanted to act like it just didn't exist because it must really be that bad.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't consider it a reboot.
No. And they didn't continue with it. They did the one movie and Sting was in it. And
I heard they put both parts in that movie, that it was like they crushed everything all together. Yeah. That's why it flopped.
It flopped. Like, yeah. When you look at the cast, it's a big cast, too. Yeah. They're huge people, but it just was one of those 80s movies. So, like, if you have the money and you have the time, like Dennis did, this is what you get. You get a good-ass fucking redo.
Well, I feel like, you know, it's easy to be lazy when it comes to, you know, when you just have so much money and you can just do whatever you want. I'll just make a movie. I'll be really lazy. And it's like, no, if you want to recreate something, especially, like, seeing the reviews I saw for Dune, one was, like, yes, queen, like, pop off, give us all that world building. And I was like, yes, that is the most important part. I had spoken to someone who said that they didn't like that the movie was 2.5 hours long, mm-hmm. and that there
wasn't enough action for them.
I literally heard them say, like, it felt like a trailer for part two. And I'm like, listen,
that's exactly
now.
What this
that
is
the point, though. if you're making a movie about an entire world, entire civilizations, planets, like, you need to set
you
the
have to make
up.
The movies. That's why people still bitch about how many Star Wars there was, but if they squeeze them together, then they would flop.
It's like, I'm sorry, what did you expect?
You have to,
like,
open up everything about the movie to me was building up for more.
Yes. But another thing was not entertaining. All of it was entertaining.
But that's entertaining to me.
Right.
The information is needed, because if I don't know what the fuck is going on, why would I be, like, why would I be interested?
Right. What I'm trying to say is, like, if it was really well done, because any movie could be boring and do a setup. I'm thinking, like, Lord of the Rings, first movie, like, it's setting you up.
It's setting you up. It leaves you on a hook. There's not a lot of action.
Right, exactly. There's not a lot of action. Everything's in part two, part three, but it's leading you there because, that, you know, the beginning's not even the point. The point
is
later on.
And you can even say that for Harry Potter, Deathly Hallows part one and two for the movies.
Yeah, yeah.
Part one, if they didn't break this movie up, they would have flopped with the last movie. They would have screwed it up because they split the first one. The first one has action in it, but it's a lot more basing you into the big,
big
shot.
Like getting your feet wet before you jump in. Because
if they cut the whole war scene at the end of Deathly Hallows, like the whole fight scene, that would have been trash.
Yeah.
They had to make it that long.
I just feel like books, if you're adapting books and there's multiple, or they're, maybe it's one or two, but they're huge.
They're
like,
huge. Yep.
Okay, come on. You're not putting that in one movie.
No, and you shouldn't. And that's why that's what we did in the 80s.
Right.
And that's why they're cult classics, but they flopped.
Right. Because it wasn't treated well enough. It wasn't marinating
There's too much too soon. So two hours and 30 minutes, and then you get more, but you get a lot of spice. Literally and
a lot of spice. We get Timothée Chalamet. What did you say? Timothée Chalamet's jawline for most of it, just like piercing through the freaking screen.
He was like giving us Vogue.
He was serving. He was giving Cher.
Oh my god, he was giving so much Cher. The Tim and Oscar were giving.
Oh my god, yeah, and Oscar. It was like, okay, beard
and their hair.
Okay, beardy, and that's why they had Jason shave his face so that Oscar could just take that limelight.
The whole movie, his beard got smaller and smaller. And I was like, Jason, no.
Your
Daddy,
baby,
no.
What happened to your beard?
I was like, I haven't seen you without a beard in years.
Oh my god,
don't do it.
When? Never.
No,
never.
I don't think. Well, maybe when he was a teen in those other movies, but
yeah. But the past like 10 years, he's been bearded, Jason Momoa,
Khal Drogo.
Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I'm like, oh my god, all of the people you killed are not on your
beard
anymore.
And that's on his YouTube too. He like shaved his beard and he goes, bye, Khal Drogo. And his YouTube is incredible. You should watch.
I'm gonna
it.
Have to follow.
There was a Jason Mo- Jason Momoa posted on his YouTube a little 3-minute video about how during some of his shoots for Dune, him and his buddies would just go out and roam the desert. I think it's Jordan. I think that's what they said they were filming. 90% of it is like all real location. They try to use just minimal CGI for like clearly spaceships, but
clearly.
But like all the shots are full.
Oh my God. Full. That sandworm?
Yeah. Well,
that sandworm? Like, that was the coolest thing, honestly, I've ever seen.
The way they like had him come out, it wasn't corny at all. You know when you see a sandworm come out and it like.
But just, I didn't like, even know. What to expect, like what it would look like, or even like
came up and it was like pulling right them
from
down.
The bottom. I love it. Was terrifying. I mean,
every inch of this movie was like delicately like made. Every inch of it was like thought.
Made with love, just totally caressed and massaged out to be the best, most perfect version of itself.
But Hans Zimmer soundtrack, music,
yay, cookie dough. Okay, TikTok.
Freaking killed it.
He made
instruments. Some of the sounds weren't actually just instruments. He just like fucking did cans.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. No, five for me. Five. You can't change my mind.
Okay, listen. I'm not going to change your mind. Because I love this movie and you know that I want to give it a five, but I have to find something. And I did find something. And I'm going to tell you what it is. In my heart, it's a fat five because I will forgive this flaw. But then on the outside, my shell's like, I do not forgive this flaw.
Got me on my toes. So what is it?
They're over here like, okay, you have to walk a certain way in the desert to avoid this sandworm from hearing you.
Oh.
And they do the little dance in the beginning. And then there's literally a shot of Timothy like running up a sand dune. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Well, he's running from the sandworm already.
No, they're looking for the sandworm. But the point is, regardless, I'm like, shouldn't you be always walking in the rhythmic way?
Not if the sandworm's already coming. No. That's like a hole, but like,
it'll turn around though. If it hears something else, that's why it was coming at them. And then they put the thumper somewhere else and then it changed.
Oh, but that's the point. Horses. That's the point. The thumper is louder than the movements of the feet.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is when the part that I'm talking about was like, it wasn't coming for them. It was just off in the horizon.
Oh.
They were like watching it.
Oh, okay. And I was like, because there was, when they put the thumper in, they did bust their, they ran.
No,
they ran because
that,
the thumper
so
is supposed
good.
To, the thumper, when you put it in, it's like, does like a whole.
And hopefully you know what we're talking about and you've seen the movie already.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm explaining it a little bit. The thumper
but
is
you better have seen
thing.
It. Yeah, go watch it.
It's like a thing to like distract the sandworm. They will hear literally a teardrop hitting the floor.
And
so
it's loud enough that I feel like it probably covers up like footsteps.
Yeah, so they busted and they ran the other way. But I do remember that scene now.
Yeah, it was a little tiny. That's why I'm like, I gave it a 4.5 on like Letterboxd. But in my heart, it's a 5.
And also, that's like more like a 4.9.
Yeah,
that's
but
such
you know,
a small.
They don't have that as an option on Letterboxd, so
that,
I gave it a 4.5.
That and my my fear of like, I know Zendaya is going to be more in the next movie, like,
oh,
and
yeah.
I know that was always the thing because I know the books.
Yeah,
like she's more of like a vision.
Yeah,
but they put her in the trailer a lot.
Yeah,
and I thought she was going to come in more.
I'm excited for what we have in store. It seems like we're working with something great, and hopefully nobody underestimated Dennis because that was really impressive.
Dennis is top five for sure.
Top five. Top
he
four.
Has really, all his movies, I've never really been like lower than a 4 for me.
Yeah. No, he's great.
He's
I didn't
like
expect,
really,
you know, but it is an interesting, something to pick up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's an interesting story, and especially with the way it's already been done.
I think it's something, it's came at the right time too with.
Yeah.
Some of the Star Wars ending.
Like a new cult, like,
following. Yeah, I feel like we don't have anything.
A craze.
You know, there's no sci-fi continuation besides the Marvels.
Yeah.
Which I
love.
Yeah,
like Marvel's the only thing that's consistent.
Yeah,
you know?
Marvel continues to make more. And
they're really milking
Star Wars
that cow.
Is doing, oh yeah. Star Wars is doing, like, Disney shows. But the whole Skywalker theme is, you know, ending. The big movies are ending.
Yeah.
So I think this was, like, perfect timing. I think it would have flopped, too, if it was during the Force Awakens era.
Yeah.
Like,
no.
They would have not done great.
No.
So I'm very excited about this.
I don't think I stated it earlier that I also watched this on HBO Max. But I think after this, I'm going to go see it in theaters.
Oh,
I finished the movie, and I was like, God damn it, I should have seen this in theaters.
Dune?
Like, yeah. Because it like, especially with the music, I was like, I loved this movie already just as is, but I would love it so much more if
they
I went to go see it in
the
theaters.
It's very intense. It's like, it's I would actually go with you because
okay,
I think
let's go.
I want to go
and
see
2.5 hours didn't feel like 2.5 hours. Normally
no,
it does. Anyways. Join us next week for another episode of Check Talk Flex. Go watch Doom Baby. Watch Doom Baby. Bye.
Bye.
Because I say from my soul.